Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Cardio Experience. Me and Emily are here. What's up, babe?
What is up?
Excited to have this conversation with you guys. And what we wanted to do today is just kind of start by maybe discussing a little bit this topic, babe, that you brought up that I know a lot of people are reflecting on right now and just always, which is... Yeah. How do we have like a deeper connection with God, especially when life is as messy and crazy as it seems to be in this moment? And particularly, how do we hear God? How do we listen to God? Because that's something that's so cloudy, and yeah. and that's a subject that's so confusing for a lot of us. So,
yeah, I think for a lot of us, a lot of times it's like it's so noisy that we think that God doesn't even exist. God doesn't care about us. God just kind of shoves us to the side because we can't hear or see any signs or, you know, experience God. See, we feel like there's nothing good in our lives. So that's what we want to talk about today. Just kind of how can we experience God, feel God? How can we really do that on a daily basis? So I think first and foremost, I think we're asking the wrong questions. I think that we expect a lot of times for God to show up on command, where it's like, okay, God, I need this answer. I need this right now. Show me a sign. Tell me why isn't this happening? Or what should I do with this situation? So I think instead of us saying, hello, hello, God, are you there? Answer me, answer me, answer me. How annoying is that, by the way, that we probably do that? Maybe what if we tried saying, you know, instead, God, I'm silent. I'm here ready to listen.
Right.
Because I do believe that that is how we experience God. And that's how we can hear God, by being quiet, reflecting, and being present to everything and everyone around you, including yourself.
That's such a different posture to take in life.
Yeah.
When you stop putting expectations for God to show up or speak in certain ways, and instead you just humble yourself and say, I'm listening, speak how you want to speak.
That's also what it means to trust.
Right.
To just trust.
Right.
But I think of how often we put expectations on everyone, so we put it on God too.
Of course.
You know?
God, if you want me to make this decision, then make sure that this, and this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know? And then we just play this game.
Yeah. And then what? We're disappointed when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And we stop believing in God.
Right.
So what would be your advice to that?
Well, I think the conversation obviously can go so much deeper in terms of just recognizing that we cannot perceive God with our mind. The only way to perceive God is with the heart. And so as long as we're looking for reasons to believe or not to believe in God, as long as we are, again, expecting for God's voice and God's message to us to show up in a certain way, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss it because God's ways are not our ways, like the scriptures say, you know? And we're not really ever going to understand everything fully. And not everything is always going to make sense. And the way God leads us, sometimes we won't even be able to tell that it's God leading us. Because in the moment, it just seems like darkness. I like to talk about the metaphor in the scriptures used in the gospel accounts when it says that the Spirit of God drove Jesus into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, this is before Jesus started like teaching publicly in front of crowds, that's where Jesus was tempted. And that's where Jesus was praying and fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And that is the story of Jesus wrestling with the devil. And so sometimes, I mean, that those texts say that it's the Spirit that drove Jesus into the wilderness. You know, sometimes God is taking us through these wilderness experiences, but because to our mental perception and our intellectual perception, it doesn't seem like God could possibly be involved in this mess that we're in right now, we mm-hmm. miss the yeah. voice. We don't mm-hmm. hear the voice.
Yeah,
we have the wrong lenses on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're able to recognize it's the Spirit that leads me into the wilderness and I'm mm-hmm. not here alone.
Yeah.
And that really, by trying to figure it out myself, I'm going to just run into walls every time.
Yeah.
So it's letting go of the need to do that and just opening ourselves up. Like you said, adopting that listening posture.
Mm-hmm.
Humility.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
Another way I like to experience God and just see God in my life is I like to think of life like a garden.
Mm-hmm.
So a garden isn't just beautiful overnight. So for me, it's like, think of a garden how you have to actually plant the seeds. It starts with planting the seeds. Right. And I feel like that's kind of what God does in our lives. He plants seeds different places. And what I'm trying to say from this is like, you can't expect God to give you everything that you want overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to work for it. Like I said, it's like a garden. You plant the seeds, you have to constantly water it, you have to nourish your garden, you have to take care of it, love it, and then you watch it grow. But it's over time that things happen and that you can see God. When you look back, you can see God in your life and you can see all of the beauty.
Right. And the other side is, also, sometimes what we want will destroy us.
Mm. Yeah.
So, again, for us to expect God to give us what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I want what God wants, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I just want what I want, I don't trust that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'm going to lead myself to a million different places that are going to be really dark and mm-hmm. cloudy and difficult.
That also comes too with just accepting what is.
Right.
You know, just being happy with any outcome.
Yes. Again, God gives grace to the humble. Humility means I know what I don't know, which means I'm open. Right?
Yeah.
Which means whatever it is that happens, I'm going to accept the will of God for my life and listen to the voice of God in what is.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is just a waste of time. Well, yeah. There's a teacher I love who says, every time I argue with reality, I lose, but only 100% of the time. And it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Yeah. And so I may not be able to understand how something I'm going through is God's will for me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that can be offensive to some people if you just take that in a intellectual level. But from a spiritual perception, to say this is the will of God for me, even though I cannot understand how it can be so, is the ultimate act of faith.
Yeah.
Because it's saying I'm laying aside my understanding and I'm just being open.
Yeah.
Richard Rohr says, God comes to us disguised in the form of our life.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. Actually, the other day when I was walking Cali, I was just staring at the water. We have a lake here near our home, and I literally just took a moment to just look at the water, and I had a really big moment where it was just like, we need to be like water,
mm-hmm.
where it stays where it is, and it just adapts to the weather condition. One moment it was windy, so it had like little ripples, you know, mm-hmm. it was moving, and then the next moment it was calm, so it was calm. And then when it rains, it just lets the rain on it, mm-hmm. you know? So it's mm-hmm. just, that's how we need to be. We need to just adapt to our lives,
mm-hmm.
adapt to everything around us and just live our lives.
Right. That's now entering into a state of flow.
Yeah.
Where you're flowing with
yeah.
God.
But I think that's how we can experience God with that. Absolutely. You know, through flowing.
At that, I mean, when you enter into that state, it's very different than what we started this podcast with. People who are like, "Where's God? I can't hear yeah. God." When your eyes have been open, it's like, "Where's God? What? Everywhere.
God is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Everything."
That's what changed for me, because for a long time I said I couldn't hear God, I couldn't experience God. God isn't real. But when I learned to see God through everything,
right,
even the bad. Even the darkness, because mm-hmm. the light shines in the darkness, mm-hmm. you know, that's when I was really able to connect and have a relationship with God.
Right.
When I can see God in everything, the good and the bad.
Absolutely.
I just think too many of us look at the bad and don't see any of God in that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we're usually like too busy beating ourselves up over something we did, or blaming somebody for getting us in this situation, or mm-hmm. complaining about why our life is so horrible and bad things always happen mm-hmm. to us. I mean, the ego comes up with a million different reasons yeah. to see a problem.
Yeah.
You know, the spirit, the heart comes up with a million different reasons to see the beauty of God. In every situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything that you said is right on. I love that. Be like water, people. You know, there's a metaphor that a lot of spiritual teachers use. They say that basically all of us as human beings are waves in the ocean of God. Let that metaphor sink in. It's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Because the waves are distinct from one another, but the waves are all a part of one larger mm-hmm. body of water. It's the same water,
yeah.
just different waves. All of us are expressions of the one infinite intelligence at the core of all existence that we happen to call God, mm-hmm. right? So that is reality. And we see that or we don't. But when you wake up to that and you recognize that God is in everything, everything is in God, the world becomes a much different place.
Yep.
Of course, in order to even begin seeing things in that way, it first takes a lot of letting go. And you have to see the illusions that you're holding on to. You have to become aware of and notice the lies that you're believing and the judgments that you're making towards life. And as you notice those and you start to let them go and you start to perceive from a heart level, you start seeing that if God is in everything and everything is in God, and if God is in and through everything, and that if we are all expressions of God, and that there really is no separation between you and me and God, because it's all one. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's then flow becomes possible.
Yeah.
What else is there to do but flow with it? Mm-hmm. Because it's all God.
Yeah.
I was reading this book that I referenced so much because it's like it's become like a very important spiritual text for me. The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. It's really short if anybody wants to buy it, but he says that everything changed for him when he began to live as if there was no one but him and God in the world.
Mm.
That is it.
That's beautiful, yeah.
To live life as if there's nothing and no one but you and God.
Mm.
So now when that person irritates you or attacks you or says a comment to you or wants to pick a fight with you, instead of taking that personal, it's just me and God. God, where are you in this?
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you learn that in moments like that, you have to shut down this mind and quiet this mind and let go of all of those thoughts
yeah.
that are telling you to attack and to react.
Mm-hmm.
so that you can just allow love to fill you and take over.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love that. It's good.
All right, everybody. It's been fun. So anything else to say, babe?
No. No, I love that.
All right. Well, we're going to end with some random questions. I'm going to ask you one first that I picked for you. And I think you'll like the question. Just
all
so
right,
that,
let's hear it.
You know. Okay. What is the worst fashion or hair decision that you've made?
Wow.
It's going to take a lot of humility for a woman to admit what's the worst decision. Huh. But you've worn so many different outfits and you've taken on so many different identities with your hair that there's got to be one that's the least favorite.
I would say probably, I mean, at the time I loved them, but now I would never do that again. In high school, I did like a scene haircut.
So what does that mean?
It's like what the emo kids did.
Oh, wow.
Where like the super thick bangs to the side and like a ton of choppy layers. And then I dyed like one piece. It's called a coon tail.
What?
Where it's like a striped, like.
Oh, my gosh.
Like your hair is like striped. Like I did a big piece like that. Yeah, that's probably, I would never do that
again.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it was cool-ish, I guess.
Listen. That's okay too. Yeah. But wow. I cannot picture that.
But I would probably not do that again. I might actually have a picture on my Facebook somewhere.
I haven't seen it. If you can find it and show me, please.
I'll try and find
that. And we can email it to anybody who wants to see that.
Oh, gosh.
Info@heartwaychurch.com. All right. Ask me my question.
All right. What is the most interesting thing you see when you're out in the patio?
Oh, wow. Our patio here. Chameleons and birds.
Those are pretty cool, the chameleons.
The chameleons are awesome, and they like literally change color in front of me.
I know, those are so
cool. And it's very cool. They go from green to brown in like a second.
I know, it's so cool. You know, I actually used to get annoyed of the birds. And a lot of, for a big season, actually, I didn't even hear the birds, I feel like. Do you remember that?
I actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, because actually in our front patio, it's like a beautiful, like if a beautiful record is playing of just nature.
Yeah.
It literally sounds so beautiful where it's just like a bunch of birds just chirping and like you can hear the wind,
right.
The trees. And I started thinking the other day, I was like, man, for a long time, I don't remember hearing this.
Yeah,
for a long time.
We would just not even pay attention.
I don't know. I guess the more I'm in tune with myself, the more I'm in tune with everything around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just,
wow, what a great metaphor for everything that we were just talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Because it's there. It's there the whole time.
Yes. God has been there all along. And for me, those little things, that's God. That beauty, that little moment of just taking that deep breath and listening to the sounds of nature, that's God.
In the New Testament, Paul prays for one particular church. In this letter, he writes that God would give them a spirit of wisdom and understanding and revelation. Wisdom, understanding, revelation.
I love that.
Always being given, always being poured out.
Yeah.
There's so much that's being revealed to us in every moment.
Yeah.
It's not that God is not speaking. It's that we are not aware.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's impossible for God not to be somewhere.
Yeah.
The only thing that happens is we just don't recognize it.
Yeah. I think we live so much just in our head.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't live anywhere else besides this head of ours.
Right.
You know, instead of living everywhere.
Right.
God is present to us everywhere. We are, you know, we need to be fully present to everything and at every moment.
Amen, sister.
I love it. So are we going to do our favorite books?
No.
We did the last
How many
time.
Things are we going to do in one
we
podcast episode?
All right, fine.
We're out of here. Bye, everybody.
Love y'all. Bye.